Hey everybody, this is Dan with Comic Book Pit, Audio Boo number 15. It's the New 52, Week 1, Part 2. So I'm here to finish up the brief reviews of the rest of the first wave of New 52 books that I picked up last week. So I'm just going to jump right into it. In alphabetical order, as always, the next one up was Justice League International, written by Dan Jurgens and art by Aaron Lopresti. This was kind of a pleasant surprise. I've always been kind of a big fan of the Justice League International, all the way back from the mid-80s with Giffen and DeMatteis and McGuire in the classic team. So this is kind of a harkening back to that, not as much with the humor, although there is some interesting character interplay back and forth between some of the characters, both new and old. Jurgens does a pretty standard superhero comic, and Lopresti's art I think really saves it. The next one, Men of War. This is kind of the one of the odd books in in this whole relaunch. This is the supposed to be the new or the updated version of Sergeant Rock. It was originally supposed to be called Sergeant Rock in the Men of War, but they eliminated the Sergeant Rock part, so it's just Men of War. It's kind of just weird because it's mixing realistic military action with some of the the superheroics of the New 52, and there's also a backup feature which is strictly a straightforward military short story, or I guess part of a longer story. It's the first part, and it was pretty decent art. The writing was a little stiff. It was like something out of a Tom Clancy novel, where it was all acronyms and slang and military jargon. It was just like they wanted to impress us with how much they could, jargon and slang they could squeeze in and let us know how much research they did. The next up is OMAC. This is by Dan DiDio and Keith Giffen. I wasn't sure about this one because, this is very much a Kirby book in both character and story and art. It's kind of out there. This was probably one of the more fun books. It really is, just a fun story, kind of goofy. Doesn't really let you know everything that's going on right away. And Giffen does kind of does Kirby, but he does it in his own way. Static Shock kind of fell flat for me. It has a lot of the feel of like Spider-Man or like Ultimate Spider-Man, where it's a teenager dealing with superpowers and a secret identity and super heroics and holding down a job, but it just didn't have the same feel, as a Peter Parker or Spider-Man book. Stormwatch, Paul Cornell and Miguel Sepulveda. This one is going to be a slow burn. This was probably one of the more interesting books because it is the first to really merge or have characters from both the DC proper and the Wildstorm universe. And this is going to be, similar to Justice League, the first chapter in a very interesting arc. And Swamp Thing, I didn't really have a lot of expectations for this because I've never been a big Swamp Thing fan. But the Scott Snyder and Yannick Paquette team is... it has to be seen to be believed. This was a really good book. It was up there with Animal Man as one of the top books from this first wave. So that was my brief review of these next batch of books. Check back for more. This is Dang from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.